Donald Trump acknowledged in a document in his New York fraud trial that the size of his Trump Tower penthouse was a lot less than he later claimed. Evidence shown at Donald Trump's New York civil fraud trial shows that he signed a 1994 document giving the true size of his Trump Tower penthouse at just under 11,000 square feet. It was listed later as 30,000 square feet on his financial statements that were given to banks, insurers, and others to make deals and secure loans. The evidence appeared in an email attachment shown during testimony from Alan Weisselberg, the former finance chief of Trump's company. The state attorney general's lawsuit alleges that Weisselberg engineered Trump's financial statements to meet his demands that they show increases in his net worth despite appraisals to the contrary. Trump denies any wrongdoing. Julie Walker, New York.